It was like, if they get the idea, king, they'll accept it. So he can, then, and if she's serious, that will become idea that people will worship him like God. That is, she must be sincere. It is a fact. The Shakti Bhakti Roti, okay. She must be a pure devotee. That everything is right. Let her son become pure devotee, kid, become devotee and everything. You know. That's okay. She has respect for all of them. That's a fact, yeah. And home members. Otherwise, so much propaganda against that. They would have taken some steps. They can't take any step they like, they're in power.
That's true.
If I'm in power, I'll give the dog a bad name and I go, who's going to check? The same story, the lion and the lamb, you know. The lion was drinking water this side, and one lamb was drinking water to the left. So the lion saw it's very nice food. So he wanted to kill with some clay. You are making my water muddy. Sir, I am here so far, how can I make your water muddy? In this way, he picked up some coal and jumped over. So he's lion and he's a lamb. So it is not difficult for the lion to kill a lamb under some plea, mighty right. There has been so much propaganda at CIA. This communist propaganda, this Blitz program. And in Bengal there was heavy propaganda against our
Bhavanand.
Bhavananda. Nothing was done.
Yeah. Sure.
And Lalita said that I know Swami is very exalted, but I'm simply afraid he has so many American disciples. If some of them do something wrong, then that will be a bad thing for him. Lalita was telling me that, and what can I do? I am very welcome anyone. He's bad or he's good, I do not know. But I know, if a bad man comes, he becomes a good man. That I know. So we will come on you. How can I discriminate? He's bad or good.
Lord Chaitanya also welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Chaitanya welcomed everyone.
Mm-hmm. Chaitanya's movement is Papi Tatvi Jato Chila Harinama Udbhad. All sinful men, all suffering humanity, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, they are there. Papi Tatvi Jato Chila Harinama Udbhad. How is this possible? Tāra sakhi jagaya. You see the Divine Mother? How is it? They came from Vishnu. This is not from Das Thakur, so. You have to ask anything.
Just one point. That this the Lord said in a text in just one wife about the Jarasandha. Jarasandha. Actually, the story in Mahabharata is that in one half came from one wife, and another half came from another.
Yes.
So therefore. And it said. Anyas yama pibaya yam shakale dve brihadratat ye matra bahihutsriste jaraya cha abhisandite, and they're joined by sandite, by jara, jiva jiveti kridantya jara sanda abhavatsuga. So jiva jiva, all become alive.
Become alive.
Become alive.
Jiva, become alive.
You had here, living entity, just be alive.
Mm. Jiva, that is, jiveti, be alive.
And kridantya, playing like that?
Mm. Yes, playing, joining, yes, get, be alive, like that.
Jarasandha. In translation, in the womb of two other wives, two parts were begotten from Brihadratha. The mothers, seeing such parts, rejected them. Later on, one she-demon by the name Jara joined the parts, then sounded like engaged.
Playfully.
Playfully, join the parts playfully.
Joining, playfully.
Then she said, "Jiva, jiva."
Mm. Get into life. Get into life.
And having been joined by Jara in this way, having been joined by Jara, the son Jarasandha was born. And by the name, join the parts playfully, saying, get into life.
See, found two parts, and then they just like play. You know, childhood, some doll is broken. So he used to put the head again. Similarly, the head is there, giant, his leg, like that. You had no opportunity to play like that?
Yeah, every time.
This is broken, he used to try to join it. That is time.
And the thing about Shukadeva Goswami, that he was actually a different, so I wanted to say that Chaya Shuka, one was, he was different from the other. The Brahmachari Shuka Dev Goswami, speaker of Bhagavad, was different from the householder.
What did he watch?
Said, it says in the purport, Chaya Sukha. Mm. So he said that like imitation Sukha, duplicate Shuka Dev.
Oh, Chaya Sukha, yes.
Chaya Sukha.
duplicate, yes.
Yeah,
it's about, I just have one little... I'm not working now, still it is not up to me.
No, I just have to go over a few things that I'm sending out.
This is just I'm doing very little. Anyway...
No, just the last, just this last chapter.
That's my chapter. I'm in this 22nd chapter.
Yeah, this 20, you're in 22nd chapter, 21st I'm going to send out.
Well, two chapters more will finish 9th, 10th.
You did quite a bit last night.
Yes. If people actually taking like that, then there is a revolution in the Western country.
I don't see how they can stop him. They can't stop him.
He wants to sell it. I like Krishna's desire. It is Krishna's desire. Otherwise, a religious book, which is not their religion, Bhagavatam, India. So, somehow or other it is being distributed, as they say, it is spreading like
epidemic.
So it is a kind of revolution.
And not, it's not just in one place, it's every country
every
that
country,
our men have been
all
to.
All Europe and America.
So
what reading. Business they have got to purchase our books in Christmas? They are actually purchasing. They have no business. As they purchase them. Huge quantity. I never dreamed of my books would be sold in large quantity.
They sold over 1 million
books. Maharaj published a portion of the Bhaktivinoda Samrata Sindhu. 1100 books. It's still lying for the last 10 years.
Bon
Marange. And he is the rectum of such a being. He can pass through very nice. There was no second print. And so many scholars, Maitra, M.A., Ph.D., D.L.I.T. and so on, so on, so on. Our Dr. Popu wrote some book, it was given to some Banarsidas. They first of all took it, then they have these books. No, we cannot find it. So far, no.
They won't publish his books.
They don't know who will take it. The philosophical perspective. How does nobody is interested? Actually, there is no customer for philosophy nowadays.
No. They can't. None of these men, they just don't seem to have any realized knowledge. They write things, but it's so dry that no one wants to read it. It's so distasteful. But when you read one of your books, it's so full of life. I mean, it's just to the point. It exactly describes how everybody's living, how they're thinking, what the troubles and tribulations they're going through, how they can.
Somehow or other, it is interesting.
Yeah, it's so full of it.
Otherwise, why people will take it? When I was that, I thought that I am giving my imagination, we'll take it. is my imagination. Of course, with reference to the moral and politics, sociology, everything, whenever possible, I touch.
But your preaching is so practical. These are the men, when they speak, it just comes out. It's just not practical, or they don't know how to translate it into action.
Yes, I try to say. I explained it as much. Kamang bhagavasa par janna. That's all the point.
That's a very nice
point. Find out that kamang bhagavasa par janna. Par janna.
Oh.
I passed the slaughterhouse, brother and knife.
I just finished reading that Perfection of Yoga. It's so it's an amazing book. Each chapter gradually leads more and more to the old.
They were my beginning speeches in your country, in America. I was daily speaking in the evening. So I grew up as editor. What is the part?
The basic principle of economic development is centered on land and cows.
That idea I'm still maintaining.
Yes.
Yes.
The necessities of human society are food, grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly one does not require flesh and fish or iron tools and machinery. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhishthir, all over the world there were regulated rainfalls. Rainfalls are not in the control of the human being. The heavenly king Indradeva is the controller of rains, and he is the servant of the Lord. When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon, and these rains are the causes of all varieties of production on the land. Not only do regulated rains help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality.
Now, Kirtanananda has said so nice.
Sweets.
Sweets.
Ghee.
You have given something. Another given.
Yeah, yeah.
Giving something.
Palika hid them somewhere. I don't know where they are. Palika hid them away, so no one would take them.
Then, preparing first class.
Has a box.
First class. And they've got enough meat. When I went there, all nice meal preparation, ghee, sweet rice, the sweets, ample. All of them are eating. And they have ghee, then prepare kachori, samosa. That's nice. Here. And how friendly the cows. Just like family members. And they're giving more meal economically. It's practical.
If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, and enough jewels, then why do the people need cinemas, houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial, luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, flesh, and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling, individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality and fraternity by sending thousands of men into a hellish factory and war fields at the whims of a particular man? It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk. Because it's nice you compared the war field and the factory. Mm-hmm. I think people appreciate that. You compare the factory with a war field.
Yeah. So whatever thought comes to me, I discuss as far as possible. Why did things happen? Therefore I want to organize this farm project. That's the idea. And it is becoming an idea in America.
Yeah.
People are coming, even from the school college, they're coming to see New England. And the there are sections where our enemies, they are not disturbed. They are appreciated. But still, they are not thoroughly organized. But still, they are appreciated. They will appreciate. One day will come, they will appreciate. And other parents, as they come and thank me, Swamiji, it is our great fortune that many parents came when I was lost.
Yeah, that's becoming more organized now. They have a parents for Krishna group now.
They need send my good appreciate. Why this father and mother came to congratulate me? I mean, he has done so. So, it is Krishna's desire that everyone be happy. I take Krishna consciousness. Then?
It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk because their milk bags were fatty and the animals were joyful. Do they not require, therefore, proper protection for a joyful life by being fed with a sufficient quantity of grass in the field? Why should men kill cows for their selfish purposes? Why should man not be satisfied with grains, fruits, and milk, which combined together can produce hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes? Why are there slaughterhouses all over the world to kill innocent animals? Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthira, while touring his vast kingdom, saw a black man attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or executive head protect the lives of the poor animals who are unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are not the animals of a country citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered in organized slaughterhouses? Are these the signs of equality, fraternity, and nonviolence? Therefore, in contrast with the modern, advanced, civilized form of government, an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhishthira's is by far superior to a so-called democracy in which animals are killed and a man less than an animal is allowed to cast votes for another less than animal man.
That's not a good thing. You can do one thing. We have got neem tree.
Yeah.
Sticks. I think you have got neem leaves and dragon.
Not since we've been in India, we were using fresh neem leaves.
Not you have got?
Not
stock.
No, not at the moment.
That neem, if not in bara form, if you make some tablet, around something sticky. And I can take two pills in the morning. That will help. This neem tickly or bara is very good. But you people say that
the key is not.
ghee is not good, that I can understand. But without little ghee, he cannot eat at all.
And there's no ham for a small man.
Huh?
There's not much ham for
a small man. No, we are putting very little.
Wouldn't it be better just to take some fresh leaf?
Fresh leaf? How can I chew it?
Too bitter. Mm. I'll get some dry. You can dry some on the roof tomorrow.
Not dry. You have to take fresh leaf. But you have to make
it. Just mash it. I can just mash it and put it, make it, roll it up.
Or if you make two or three varas, neem, that is easy to take and palatable. With chickpea flour, fresh neem leaf, pasted, an equal quantity of chickpea flour, just fry it.
Oh, like those spinach pickles.
Yeah, yeah. Arundhati was doing that. In Vrindavan.
With neem leaf?
Hmm?
With neem leaf?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was doing that.
Like those for breakfast?
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
So for the thing Max, she can come tomorrow. Make for her two for her.
Morning time.
In the morning.
For your breakfast.
So, you are keeping your health alive?
Yeah.
All right.